Okay, Council Chair, the Martin said they create on the sort of concept of shared future. And I first come across this as a movie race, as a big race sort of looking. So I work for Kate, an affiliate of Congress Kate, who's really the anti sectarian unit. And we work in the public private sector and trade union and community sector. We've got some problems down the back of the time that we have to work in certain areas of our work. But the shared future, I was just thinking about it there, the word itself. And I remember, I think we see the Shawshank Redemption, when he says, have you been rehabilitated? And he says, some bullshit word, some civil servant made up, I don't even know what it means. And really, I don't, because sure, we're native human or you native animal. That's the concept of where we live. So, when we use it, we have a view that the kind of any future in this is a sort of concept of social justice within it. And we have up in our offices in the 21st, and we have a talk on the concept of this transition from civil transition, we call it from war to peace and then from peace to prosperity. We're all promised a lot, wasn't it? We're all promised that war and the amount of money that used to control the conflict here we put into good projects as such. Well, I don't know where that is going. A lot of it's been wasted, and I think we still do a lot of work that's about nothing. A lot of work that's not about serious conversations going on today, and a lot of work that where people, when they come together, aren't uncomfortable. A bit of a comfort zone.
Sorry.
That's what we try to do, the idea of some serious political work. And we have not allowed ourselves, we talk about doing anti-sectarian work. And people around the community relations group for the last 10 years have said, oh, don't be standing up to us. You should be doing diversity. I don't know what the fuck that means. Diversity? What does that mean? So we have said no. And you say one of our documents and stuff we do within the community, but also we're still in the workplace. And we sectarian isn't in the workplace. And we, again, were stuff that you won't hear. You heard about the ASDA stuff, we were involved in that, we trained staff and trying to get staff to move away from that event. But it's still happening, and we hear about it. And it's young people. They start off with even a slagging, and then it goes to something else and threats. And I know at any time of the year, if it's marching, or a flag protest, or whatever, there's people in workplaces getting shit every day of the week. And that's from both communities. So we are a very divided society, very sectarian society. And actually, some statistics are really good. We're actually more separate now than ever. And our office is facing a bigger way of the world, which is, I think it gets bigger, maybe get bigger during the summer again, probably nothing more. And the length of it. So the thing is, our work, particularly within communities, is looking at how do we end up here. From Newcastle upon Tyne asked me at one time, we're doing some work on a group use involved, and he says, how do you end up like this? Because we were sitting on a pixel and he's saying, one side over there. I says, well, you have to do it like nearly 500 years of history, but it's all right, we'll do it today. But he said this when he'd done that, he started to have some understanding. I remember I said earlier, we're coming from where I come from, I left school in 1961, and then what partition was. You know what I mean? Now that's a gap. That can't be allowed to continue. And Ireland's saying it does to some extent. And the downturn, the way Palestinian working classes are educated, when I went to school, my daddy class told me, one teacher from daddy class, he said, if you don't do your lessons, you'll end up in the bins. Right, so it seems a bad job. Well, we don't know that as a major in apprenticeship. We're going to university, like, there's one fellow around here, we thought this guy would. He went to university. Unfortunately, the sad thing is that's still going on. At least I got a job. Go to the Mackey's down the yard, in shorts, wherever it is. And that was how I was getting on, you know. So, what we try and do when we talk to communities is that we do what we call anti-sectarian. I mean, where does this come from? Who started it? Remember the fellow They found it was a guy that we did to work on the street. Well, my mom told me it was a guy. It started a guy. So that must be right. My mom told me. So what we're trying to do is say, well, where does it come from? We ask people, what is sectarianism? And are prods more sectarian than Catholics?
That's a good start.
Reformation. Protestants don't know what it is. And the Reformation was the biggest revolution since Farnham. After the Reformation, we move away from the church. The Enlightenment happened. You know what I mean? And that's something that Protestants should be. If you're a Protestant, part of the Protestant, about science, Enlightenment, art, literature. Sorry? And the other thing I was about to think about now is a plunder. What would happen to my lunch? So you take them through that whole concept of the Widowmaker Wars, penal laws, Nederlands, and rape, present birth, of unionism, nationalism, and free partition, and what happened. And then what happened in both communities and both states. Those, now, that's not making anybody any different than what they are, but it's understandable. And I had to find out leaving school. My education was being able to travel and also being involved in trade union. Trade union was the only life form, as you know, and history and issues from our life. So that's the type of work we do to try and, because somebody said that those who don't understand their past are destined to repeat it. I think that's the correct pronunciation of it. Those who don't understand their past are destined to repeat it. And that's the last thing we want to do, because we've been doing that for a long time. So, the thing is this, for me, is on a quote, Harry here, for one, just chatting with you with this, Harry said this one thing. We've got the peace process, we've set up the structure. The big disappointment is the political parties are in a show of power or the power. That's another story. But anyway, they're there in the big house. And the disappointment is that they have dealt with absolutely nothing. There's not much you can do with the humans. They're both in the free market, usually. And they're just administering British rule. But they have done nothing on parades, marches, flags, those issues. They've done nothing. I haven't even sat down.
So, 2 months ago, you never heard of them.
So that's a big disappointment. So, what we've done, I've seen a program recently we heard about, and it said it's about bringing down the walls or re-imaging the walls. No, and the 12 communities to do that.
That's the word you're looking for.
Sorry?
Just said, you know, the word you were looking for, following that sentence, was bollocks.
Yes. Well, there's a lot, again, a quote, Harry, a lot of bollocks, obviously, goes on. And there is, yes, and it's all this community relations and some of this liberal, religious nonsense. Sorry, we need to be real. People here, when I was in the European Partnership Board, I got told off because we're talking about deprivation where the money should go. And I said, the money should go into the provider is because other people suffer the most violence. I said, but don't forget, we get this money because we kill each other. And they're all telling me, don't be saying that. It's that idea. Because we live in a world, most people in this place live in a world. And when you meet the others and you're having a conversation, think about it, it's politeness, denial, and avoidance. Don't talk about war. Don't talk about politics. Kill each other. Don't talk about it. And that goes on. That goes on in schools. It goes on in communities. And it's going on in political setup. Until we break that down, until we take, and everybody is responsible. Some have done more things than others and such. And I told you a bit about my past, so I can tell you about myself. We have all responsibility. Back to the issue of class, concept of social justice. We're in the biggest economic downturn since the 30s, and we're living in a sectarian neighbor. And what's going to come back? You know what I mean? What happened in the 30s? We had times when we come together, we're all going to split. And what happened in Europe during the 30s is another example. So as that happens, when people get tired, and I live where my abbey is, I drive that way to the shack, or drive that way down Albert Street. And young people, milling about, nothing to do, no future, no education, and no even thought of the future, unless it's going to be joining an organisation, they've got to get a bit of food us. Those are things we need to be dealing with. And it's great to have this audience here today, quite a lot of conversation. That real conversation goes on, but it doesn't go on enough. It doesn't go on enough out in the rest of the community. And it doesn't go on in the public society. So, and certainly not going on in public